Today, Shir is in Masechta Tumor on Daf Chav Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara begins after the Mishnah. In the long Mishnah here, we had a total of eight cases, and the Gemara begins to analyze the first case. Before we see how the Gemara analyzes the first case, let us refer back to the beginning of the Mishnah and learn that case inside. Hamafrish chatas v'avda, if somebody separated a chatas and it got lost, and here the Shita in Ois Yud Beis says that the word in parentheses is not correct. It's not v'hifrish acheres tachteha, but rather v'hikriv acheres tachteha, that the owner substituted another animal for the lost chatas, and he was makrivit. He didn't just separate it, but he actually sacrificed it. And after he sacrificed it, v'achar kach, nimtzas harishayna. After he sacrificed the second one, he found the avuda, he found the lost one. The halacha is, tamus, that chatas has to die. And now the Gemara begins to analyze that case. Begins the Gemara, taima de hikriv acheres tachteha. We can deduce the following. The only reason why we let the avuda die is because the owner had already sacrificed another chatas instead of it. But what happens if he did not yet sacrifice another chatas instead of the one that was lost? But rather, before he could sacrifice the second chatas, he found the first chatas. So then we can deduce that the halacha would not be tamus, the halacha would be roya, that the surviving animal would be able to pasture until it received a mum, and then the owner could be poda, he could redeem it. He would not have to kill the remaining chatas that is not being sacrificed. So mani, whose shita is this? Rabbanani, this is the shita of the Rabbanan, the Amri that they say, avuda b'shas hafrasha roya. The Rabbanan shita is that the only time we say tamus is if the avuda, the one that was lost, was found after the hakrava. But if it was found after the designation of the second one to be a korban, but the second one was not yet brought as a korban, then the halacha is roya. And where do we see the sheet of the chachamim? That's in the seventh case, the second last case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, hamafrish chatas v'ovda, v'hifrish acheres tachteha. I'm reading now from the Mishnah, that if somebody separated a chatas and it got lost, and he separated another one instead of it, lo'hispik lakriva, and he didn't yet have a chance to be makrivit, ad shenimtza sarishayna, until he found the first one. So if, ho'yushtem t'mimus, if they both had no blemish, they both were able to be sacrificed, achas mem t'karv chatas, one of them is brought as a chatas, v'hashniya tamus, and the second one, the one that's left over, has to die. Divrei Rebbe, this is the sheet of Rebbe. However, the Chachamim disagree. V'chachamim aymerim, ein chatas meisa. When do you say that a chatas dies in a case where it got lost? Elish and nimtzas me'acher shekipru abaylam, only if it was found after the akrava, after the abaylam received forgiveness by bringing the chatas. And then it was found, but if it was found before the hakrava, and only after the hafrasha, the separation, the designation of a second animal, but that second animal wasn't yet brought, so the chachamim hold roya. So the first case of our Mishnah, of amafrish chatas v'avda, v'hikrev acheres tachteha, so the halacha is tamus only because there was a hakrava. But if there would only have been a hafrasha without a hakrava, then the rabbanan shita is that the remaining animal is roya. So mani, this is the shita of the rabbanan. Now, Eima Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa. What we mean by the Seifa is not all the way at the end of the Mishnah, but rather the third case of the Mishnah. And what is that case? Now, there are words missing from the way the Gemara brings down the case, which the Bach in Ois Beis and the Shita Mekabetzes in Ois Yud Zayin fill in the missing words, and perhaps the easiest way would be to refer back to the Mishnah. To the third case, hamafrish mois lachatas va'avdu, the money got lost, v'hifrish mois acheres tachtein, and he separated other money instead of the money that got lost, v'loi hispik lika chatas mehen, ad she nimtzos harishonis, he did not yet bring a chatas from the second pile of money until he had found the first one. That was, he found the first one before bringing a chatas from the second one. Yavi me'elu u'me'elu. He should bring from both piles chatas v'hashar, and the remaining money from both piles, yiplu nedava. That goes into a nedava. That's what the Gemara now is quoting from the Mishnah with missing words, which the Bach and the Shita supply, as we have it exactly in our Mishnah. So the Gemara continues, Taima me'elu me'elu. The only reason why the remaining money goes for a nedava is because you originally took the money from both piles. Ha, heavy machas, man. But what happens if you would have taken the chatas from one of the piles? Then hasheni, and now the shita in ois yudches says not yelichu, but yelchu liyamamelech. The second remaining pile of money should be thrown into the Yamamelech. And, as we have seen in the Mishnah, throwing money into the Yam HaMelech is tantamount to an animal that was purchased with the money being left over and dying. So, Asa L'Rebbe, it comes out that the Seifa, meaning the third case of the Mishnah, which says that only if you took money from both piles does the remainder go to Nedava. But we can deduce from that that if you only took from one pile, the remaining money goes to the Yam HaMelech, Aslan Rebbe. That's the sheet of Rebbe. The Omar, Rebbe sheet is, Avuda B'Shas HaFrosh HaMesa. That if the animal or the money was only lost at the time when you separated the new pile of money, or you separated a new animal, then the halacha is, by an animal, the halacha is mesa. If you found the animal after you had just separated a new animal, you hadn't yet been makriv the new animal, the Rebbe disagrees with the Rabban. He holds mesa. Where does he disagree? That was in that seventh case, which we quoted before. The Chachamim said that the only time the chatas is mesa is if there's a kapora to the bialim, that you already brought the second animal as a chatas, but if you only separated the second animal under, and the bialim did not yet receive kapara, then the shita of the chachamim is that the second animal is roya. However, Rebbe disagrees, and Rebbe says that if you left over an animal, the halacha is hashniya tamas. So to say for the third case that says that the only Eitzah is Elu v'Elu, if you took money from both piles, but if you only took money from one pile, the other pile goes to the Yam HaMelech, that's the Shita of Rebbe, who holds that in the case of an animal that's left over, Mesa, and in case of money that's left over, if it's all one pile, he holds that Lacha is, it goes to the Yam HaMelech. So the Gemara asks, this is unbelievable, Reisha Rabbanan v'Sefer Rebbe, are you telling me that in our Mishnah, the first case goes like the Rabbanan, that if it's just lost B'Shas HaFrosha and found before Akrava, it's Roya, and the Sefer Rebbe, and the Sefer is going like Rebbe, that if it's found before the Akrava and it was only lost B'Shas HaFrosha, it's still Mesa? How could it be that the first case is the Rabban, and the second case, the third case, the Sefer is Rebbe? And now the Gemara says, I do have an answer according to one way of learning the Machloikis Rabbanan and Rebbe. Because actually there are two ways to learn the Machloikis. According to one way, I have a way out of this kasha that we just asked, but the kasha will remain according to the second way. So let us first see the first way that the Gemara is learning in the Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Ha, Nichla Rav Huna, this is good. I do have a way out from my kasha that I just asked, Reish Rabbanan v'Sefer Rebbe according to Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna, Amar Rav Rav Huna, said in the name of Rav, as we turn to Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, HaKoyl Moidim, everyone is Moidim. There is no Machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim. She'im Moshach Achas, if he made Mashiach on one of the animals. One was lost, and the case of our Mishnah, and one was found after the Hafrasha, but before the Hakrava. So everybody's moited that if he made a Mashiach on one, Vikriva, and he was makriv that one, Shahashniya Mesa, that the second one dies. So Rashi explains that this means that the Rabbanan, according to Rav Huna, it's not like we learned the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah and in the beginning of the Gemara, that according to Rabbanan, whenever it is lost only B'Shas HaFrosha and was found before the Akrava, that the din is Roya. That's not true. It's only, Rashi explains, if he was not matche the animal, one of the animal. But if he pushed away one of the animals, then the Rabbanan also agreed at Mesa. What does that mean? Explains Rashi that if he didn't go to Beis Din and he on his own decided that I'm going to take one of the animals and not the other, even if he takes the one that was originally lost as the Chatas and leaves over the one that wasn't lost, he cannot bring the second one, he cannot have Roya on the second one, because he's pushed it away. He decided to take the first one without consulting with Beis Din. When is the machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rebbe, explains Rashi? That's if he didn't push any of the animals away. What does that mean? He went to Beis Din. He was shoyleitz with Beis Din, showing that he wants to save both animals, and he wants Beis Din to help him to decide which one. And Beis Din will tell him, you found now the original one that was lost, and now you have two? Go and be makriv the original one that was lost. And now what's going to be remaining, what's going to be left over? The one that was designated second, the one that was never lost. And you also didn't push it aside. Ah, Rav Huna says, that's when the Rabbanan, and only then, that's when they say that you, Roya, because you haven't pushed it away by taking the law into your own hands. You consulted with Beis Din, showing that you want to save the situation for both animals. And which one will you be bringing? The one that was never lost? Then the Rabbanan are Moedetz Roya. But if you don't have these two conditions, if you don't have the condition that it wasn't pushed away, and you don't have the condition that it's the one that was never lost, the Rabbanan will be Moedetz to Rebbe that there's no Roya, but rather it's Mesa. So if this is true, the way Rav Huna learns, Mashkachas Lo, now I have a case where my deduction will be valid even according to the Rabbanan. In other words, as Rashi explains, we will say that the Reisha and the Seifa are going according to the Chachamim. And it'll be speaking about a case, as the Gemara continues, Kigoin Shemashach Achasman, he took one of them, Vihikriv, and he was makrivit without consulting with Beis Din, Vidivri HaKoil, and then even the Rabbanan are moited to Rebbe that it's Mesa, and it's not Roya. So now, if we go back to the Reisha and the Seifa, we'll see, as Rashi explains, how the two cases work out according to the Rabbanan. The first case, Hamafrish Chatas Va'ovda, Vihikriv Acheres Tachteo, Va'achachach Nimtzes Rishonet Tomus. So we made a deduction, but if he found the first one before you were makriv of the second one, then it's Roya. The answer is yes, because that will be speaking about where he came to Beis Din and he consulted, and Beis Din told him, take the avuda, the one that was originally lost, be makriv of that as a chatas, and then the remaining one, it's not pushed away because you consulted with Beis Din, it was never lost, then the din will be Roya. So that's how we're going to learn the ratio. Now let's go to the Seifa. Hamafrish mois, the third case. Hamafrish mois lechatas. Va'ovdu. Ve'hifrish mois lechatas tachtein. V'lehisbech li kachatas mehen. Achinimtas harishoinis. Yavi me'elu me'elu. Chatas v'hashar yiplu l'davis. So we made a deduction. It's only because he's bringing money, a korban, from both piles. But if he would only bring a korban from one pile and not the other, so then the din would be that the remaining would be thrown to the Yam HaMelech. That's going like Rebbe. No, that's also going like the Rabbanan. Because here it will be speaking about a case where he pushed it aside. He decided on his own without going to Beis Din. So if he decided on his own without going to Beis Din, ain't a chanami. Then, as Rav Huna's Shita is in the Shita of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim are moited to Rebbe, that it's Mesa, because if you pushed it aside, then the remaining animal can never be brought, can never be Roya. It can't be sold for an Adava. It has to be Thomas. So what's the Mishnah's Eitzah from that? The Mishnah's Eitzah is bring from both monies. If you bring from both monies, then the remainder of the money goes to the Nedava. So Rashi asks the question, why doesn't the Mishnah say, if it's going like the Chachamim, let the Mishnah say a simple Eitzah. And the Eitzah will be that he goes to Beis Din and consults. The Mishnah should state, let him go to Beis Din and consult. And Beis Din will tell him to take the korban from the stack of money that was never lost. What's remaining the money? He should take the korban from the money that was lost, the avuda. What remains the money that was not lost? And from the money that was not lost, then he could then it doesn't have to go to the Yam HaMelech. It can go to a Nedava. So why don't we give him that Eitzah? Because that money that remains was never pushed aside. That money that remains was never avuda. And in that case, the Rabbanan hold that the halacha is that it doesn't go to the Yam HaMelech. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? So the Rashi answers that Ein Chanami could have, but that requires him to go to the Tircha of finding a Bezdin. The Mishnah says, I have a better idea for you. If you'll take from both stacks of money, then automatically the remainder will be a Nedava. So according to Rav Huna, says the Gemara, there is a case where even though it was lost only B'Sha'as HaFrasha, and it was found before the Akrava, where the Rabbanan will be Moida, that the animal is Thomas that remains, and the money goes to the Yam HaMelech. When is that? When he did not consult with Bezdin, he pushed away the other stack of money, he pushed away the other animal, there the Rabbanan are Moida, by an animal Thomas, and by the money that it goes to the Yam HaMelech, and the Reish and the Sefer, the first and third cases, can both go according to the Rabbanan in the Shita of Rav Huna. Elo l'Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, before we had Rav Huna Amar Rav, and now we have Rav Abba, who said in the name of Rav, different than Rav Huna. The Amar, he, Rav Abba, said, Hakol Moidim, Rabbi and the Rabbanan are both Moide, b'mischaper, b'she'ein avuda, shavuda mesa. Rav Huna said before that if he did not go to Bezdin, then whatever animal is left over, whether the avud is left over or the ein avud is left over, it's nitche, it's pushed away, and therefore the one that remains goes lemisa, even according to the Rabbanan. However, on that point, Rav Abba, in the name of Rav, disagrees, and he says the following. Ein echanami, I agree to you, Rav Huna, in a case where he didn't go to Bezdin, and he was mechaper, he brought a korban, the ein avuda. So then if the avuda is left over, then it's considered nitche, it's avuda, and it's mesa. However, al man nechleku, where is there a machloike? It's not only in the case where he went to Bezdin, where the Rabbanan would say the one that's left over, the Bezdin will tell him to take the avuda as a korban and leave over the ein avuda, that it's Roya, and on that Rebbe will argue. There's another point of Machloikis, according to Rav Abba. When he didn't go to Bezdin, Rav Huna had said if he didn't go to Bezdin, across the board, the one that's left over is Mesa. No. According to Rav Abba, it's only that Rebbe will hold Mesa. But in the Rabbanan will disagree, even if he didn't go to Bezdin, because the Rabbanan don't consider it, if he leaves over the Eina Avuda, that there's a problem. It's not avuda, and that's not considered that it was nitcha. Aman nechlik b'mischaper b'avuda. He used the avuda as a korban, and he left over the ein avuda. The Rebbe Sover, Rebbe says, there's no chilik. Mafrish le'ibud ki'ibudami. The same halach that applies to the one that's lost applies to the one that is separated to take the place of the one that is lost. What would be the din if the Eina Avuda is brought as a korban and the Avuda is left over? The din would be the Avuda is Mesa. So the opposite is also Mesa. If the Avuda is brought as a korban and the Eina Avuda is left over, it has the same halacha. Whatever would happen to the Avuda will happen now to the Eina Avuda. If the Avuda in this circumstance would be left over, would be Mesa, the same thing would be with the Eina Avuda. However, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold that in this case, where he didn't go to Bezdin, Lav ki ibudami. We don't say that the one that's left over has a halacha like the one that was lost. Ein chanami. If the one that's lost is left over, because the ein avuda was brought as the korban, then the avuda is mesa. But where the avuda is brought as a korban, and the ein avuda is left over, even if Bezdin didn't tell him, even if he did it on his own, we don't say that he's pushing away the ein avuda. He realizes that avuda has to be brought as a korban. That's the only eitzah. And if you leave over the avuda, that's going to have to die. But if I use the avuda as a korban, then the ein avuda is not considered that it was pushed away. He wants to use it to be roya, and it'll get a mum, and it'll bring with the money and the dava. So according to that pshat of Rav Abba, then Reisha Sosam Lan Karabonon, V'Seifa Sosam Lan Karevi, then I have my kasha, the original kasha. It'll come out the Reisha of our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanon, and the Seifa is going like Revi. In other words, we've actually had here three shitas. We've had the Pashat way of learning the Mishnah, then we've had the way Rav Huna learned the Machloikas Revi and the Rabbanon, and we had the way Rav Abba learned the Machloikas Revi and the Rabbanon. So the Pashat way that we learned originally the Mishnah was that according to Rebbe, across the board, whether it was found before the Hakrava or it was found after the Hakrava, it's always the halacha that the one that's left over is Mesa. And according to Rabbanan, we learned that anything that's found before the Hakrava, whatever's left over, whatever animal is left over, the halacha is that it is roeh, and the same will apply to money. According to Rebbe, any money that's left over, it goes to the Yam HaMelech. According to Rabbanan, it can be brought as a nedava. So the way we learned originally bepashtus, there was certainly a stira between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha seemed to say, like the Rabbanan, that it's only if it was brought as a korban, then the one that's left over is Mesa, but if it was not yet brought as a korban, then the one that's left over, it was found before it was brought as a korban, the one that's left over is roeh. So that seems to be like the Rabbanan. From the Seifa, where the only eitz in the third case was to bring elu ve'elu, to bring from both monies, and if you don't bring from both monies, it seems that if you took one money and you left the other money over, the other money would go to Yam HaMelech. That seems to be going like Rebbe. Then the Gemara introduced Rav Huna. Rav Huna qualified the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan don't say across the board that the one that is left over in a case where the avuda was found before the hakrava, the one that's left over is roeh. That's only if he goes to Bezdin. But if he doesn't go to Bezdin, whichever animal is left over according to Rav Huna, avuda or ein avuda, it's considered nitcha, and therefore the din is mesa. According to Rav Huna, we said that there is no stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, because we can say that both cases are going according to the Rabbanan, and so the diuk of the Reisha is good, it's going according to Rabbanan. The diuk from the Seifa, that the only eitz is elu ve'elu, there's another eitz. The eitz is if he goes to Bezdin. But Rashi explained that going to Bezdin is not an eitz because it's a tircha. So the best eitz is to take from elu ve'elu. But Einachanami, according to the Rabbanan, both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, if you don't go to Bezdin, then the halacha is that the animal dies that's left over, and the money that's left over, the pile of money that's left over, goes to the Yam HaMelech. So there also wouldn't be a stira reisha to the Seifa. But now that we introduce Rav Abba, Rav Abba has two eitzes. Not only does he have the eitza of going to Bezdin for the Rabbanan, but he also has another eitza, don't go to Bezdin, but bring the avuda first as a korban, or in the case of money, bring the korban from the money, and then the Eina Avuda is left over, and according to Rav Abba, in that scenario, even if he didn't go to Bezdin, the money could be used as a Nedava. It doesn't go to the Yam HaMelech. So why didn't the Mishnah mention that case? Why did it only mention the case of Elu Ve'elu? This is what Rashi explains. That's why we say that according to Rav Abba, we're forced to say that the Seif is going according to Rebbe. We can't do what we did in the case of Rav Huna, that it's going like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan really had another way out, but they didn't use it because finding a Bezdin is a tircha. Here, there's no tircha. What tircha is there if he leaves over one pile, and the pile that he leaves over is the Eina Avuda, and he uses for the Korban the Avuda? That's not a tircha. That's not more of a tircha than taking from Elu Ve'elu. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? The answer is because the Mishnah is going like, that part of the Mishnah is going like Rebbe. And according to Rebbe, it doesn't matter what you leave over. It's always going to go to the Yam HaMelech. The only eitz is Elu Ve'elu. So then I have my kasha back. Reisha Sosalon Karabonin, Seifa Sosalon Karebbe. So the Shita puts in an Ois Gimel in Reisha Rabbanin V'Seifa Rebbe. Einachanami. we're forced to say that a very unusual thing, that even though the Reisha is Stam, it's not telling us the name of the Tana, and the first Stam is going like the Rabbanan, and the third case of the Mishnah, which is the second Stam in this Inyan, is going like Rebbe. That seems to be very strange, but we have no other alternative, according to Rab Abun, the name of Rav, but to say that Reisha is Rabbanan and Sefer Rebbe. Umay Kamashman asked the Gemara, what are you teaching me by telling me that the Reish is going like the Rabbanan, the Sefer like Rebbe, the Pligi Rebbe Rabbanan, that Rebbe and the Rabbanan are arguing in this? I don't need these diukim from the Mishnayis. Behejik Tani law. It's said further in the Mishnah, in the seventh case of the Mishnah, we say beferish machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan b'seifa hamaf, as we learned before, hamafish chatas va'avda, and it got lost v'hifrish acheres achter, and he separated another one instead of it va'achach nimsus harishayna, and afterwards the first one was found. Vareshtei and Oimdus, they're both standing here because the second replacement wasn't Nikrav. It was, the first one was found before the second one was brought as a carbon. So Achas Mem Tekarv, one of them should be brought as a carbon. Vishni, the one that's left over, Tomos, Divri Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. Vichachamim Oimrim, Ein Chattis Mesa, Elish and Nimsus, Miachar Shekipu Bailim. That a Chattis has not died. The Halach Lamoish Messina, that a Chattis dies, if it got lost, that's only if it was found after there was already a pora for the Bailam by the replacement. The Ein Mois Holchus Liyama Melech, Elish and Nimtu, Me'achar Shekipur Bailam. And in terms of money, the same thing. The pile of money that goes to the Yama Melech only goes there if the substitute pile of money was already used. And there was a kapora to the Bailam. But if the first pile of money was found before the second pile of money was used, the Rabbanan hold, not like Rebbe, they hold that the money could be used for a Nedava. And it doesn't go to the Yamamelech. So why do we have these Yukim and cases in the Reisha and the Sefer, the first and third case? It's a Machlokes Rebbe, the Rabbanan, it says that Beferish in the seventh case. Answers the Gemara, Hakamash Malon, Dover Zeh Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan. It's teaching you that what I learned at the beginning of the Mishnah Stam, and it seemed to be a contradiction according to Rab Abba, according to Rav, in the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. It seems to be a contradiction, first and third cases. I want you to know, that's what I'm telling you in the seventh case. You know why it seems to contradict, because in fact, it's a Machlokes. And the first stam is going like Rabbanan, and the second stam is going according to Rebbe. Gufa says the Gemara we learned before, Om Rav Huna Mar Rav. Now the Gemara goes into Rav Huna Mar Rav's explanation of the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. She Moshech Achas, if he pulled one, the kriva, and he brought it as a korban, in the case where the first one was found before the second one was brought as a korban, and now he decided either to bring the avuda or to bring the one that was not lost, the one that's left over, the Rabbanan would agree, according to Rav Huna, Shashniya Mesa, that the one that's left over dies because you pushed it away. Loi nechleku, according to Rav Huna, when is there a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan? El bebol limlach, when he comes to Bezdin, the Rebbe sover loy asu takana b'kachim, because Rebbe holds that they didn't do a takana b'kachim, they didn't try to save the both animals, but vamrinen, and therefore we tell them, lech eskaper b'she'en avuda, make a kapara and take the one that was not lost, and what's going to be left over? There's going to be left over the avuda, v'avuda mesa, and avuda will go to death, and we don't have an obligation to try to save kachim. Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, osu takana b'kachim, that they did do a takana b'kachim. Vamrinan, and the Bezdin tells him when he comes to Bishoyel Eitzah, Leich his kapar vavuda, go and get a kapor with the lost one. Ushein avuda tira, and the one that's not lost is pastures, because once you come to Bezdin, according to Rav Huna, that means you didn't reject it. You were not matchit. You want to save both of them. And in fact, the one that's being left over is the Ein Avuda. So it's not lost and it wasn't rejected. It wasn't pushed away. And then according to the Rabbanan, in that case, the first one, the Avuda, was brought as the Korban, and the second one could now be roa until it gets a mum, and with the money, when it's sold, you will buy an Adava.
Toysus and Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Divri Amaschel Ha, tells us that according to this explanation of the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, there will be one case where Rebbe would agree to the Rabbanan that the one that remains over is roa, and it's not mesa. And what case would that be? Says Tosfos that if he went to Bezdin, and Bezdin told him that he should be makriv the one that was not lost, the replacement one. And had he done that and he left over the one that was avuda, that was originally lost, then it would be mesa. But in fact, he didn't listen to Beis Din. And he was makriv the avuda, and he left over the eina avuda. Then the halacha would be that it would be roya. Why? Because it is not avuda, and also he didn't reject it. He wasn't doiche it, because he went to Beis Din. He showed that he wanted to be makriv both for a korban. And in that case, Tosfos says that Rebbe would be moited that the second one is roya. Continues the Gemara, Moisa of Rav Misharsha asked the question on Rav Huna's explanation of the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, v'loy asu takana b'kachim, are you going to tell me that Rebbe holds that they did not make a takana to save kachim? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, and this is going on a pasuk in Vayikra, Perik Vav pasuk tes, and it concerns the shirayim of a mincha, where we know that the kohen takes a koimetz and is makriva it on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, as the pasuk states there, v'hanoiseres mimenu, that was left over from the koimetz, yoichlu arnu bonov, matzis teyachal b'makom kadosh v'chatzar oil maid, yoichlu ha. And what the Gemara now is going to darshan in this brisa is the word yoichlua, which is superfluous, because the pasuk before said teyachal, that it should be eaten. What is the extra word yoichluha? And the Gemara is going to make two limudim from this one word. First, it's going to darshan yoichlu, and then it's going to darshan the extra hay of yoichluha. That hay indicates you should only eat it and nothing else. The first part of the word yoichlu seems to be you can eat everything. What is this referring to? Says the Braisa, yoichlu ma talmud loimer, the word without the hay, what is it coming to teach us? This extra word, melamed, shem hoysa achilu mu'etes, if the shirayim were very few, oichlin ima chulun v'truma, kidei shetena echelas ala soivis, so then the kohanim have to first eat chulun and truma, so that they could eat the shirayim of the mincha al ha-soivad. Just like we have a halacha concerning kachim, that it has to be eaten lamashcha, which is in a state of greatness, and the pshat in lamashcha is kederach shemalachim oichlim, just like kings eat, that a person, a kohen, has to eat the kachim in a state of mashcha, which means he's not eating it to take away his hunger. He's extremely hungry. That's not the purpose of eating it. His hunger has already been satisfied, and now he's eating it in a state of malchus, of greatness, of moshcha. That's lesoiva. He's eating it to satiate himself, but not to remove hunger pains. So therefore, if the shirayim of the mincha were very few, and he would only be eating them to take away his hunger pains, so first he eats chuln and truma, and then on top of that he eats those few shirayim, and then he's going to be eating it kedei shteitan nechalas al hasoiva. Rashi asked the question that how could he bring in chulin into the azora? You're not allowed to bring chulin into the azora. And Rashi answers, loikasha. This is four lines from the bottom of the Amid, says Rashi, loikasha, because he'll eat the chulin and truma outside of the azora, and then to eat it al hasoiva, he'll eat the remainder of the mincha, so it'll be eaten al hasoiva. Tosfos and Divrei Maskil, Oichlin, the third Tosfos on the Amid, brings Rashi and brings his pshat, but then Tosfos says, Oyde Shalom, Tosfos says, the ain iser lahachnas chulin bazar, like a shoyse shum avoida man. The only iser of chulin bazar is if you do an avoida with the chulin. But just to bring chulin in where you're not going to do an avoida, there's no problem. So here he's eating it, not in a sense of an avoida, and therefore, according to Tosfos, he could even eat it in the azara. And Tosfos brings a proof, even though the kohen is supposed to have a big day kohuna, but he is allowed to walk into the azara, even with the big day chulin, and therefore, Tosfos says, Huadin, one could eat chulin as long as he's not doing it in terms of an avoida. So that's what we learn out from yoichlu. Now the Gemara continues, yoichlu ha, with the hay, and that seems to say only eat it and nothing else. Matam aloimer, what's that extra word trying to teach you? Shem hoysach ilimarubba, that if there that day there were a lot of shirayim. So now, if he's going to eat the chulin and truma first, and then eat all the shirayim, which is divided amongst the kohen, Kohanim of that Mishmor, so he's going to eat an excessive eating, achilagasa. And he may not even be able to finish everything, and then Rashi says there'll be a problem that he's going to bring it l'noiser. Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, k'dei sh'loi tovi lidei noiser v'tifsal. It'll come to noiser. And therefore, the halacha is yoichlu ha. You have to eat only the shirayim and not the chul and truma before that. Matam alomer shem hoysachilim aruba ain oichlan ima chul and truma. You don't eat first the chul and truma. Kidei shalay tehinachalas alagasa. So that there's not excessive eating, and it could lead lidei nicer. So what do we see? That we tell him that he should not eat chol natruma, so that the kachim should not come lidei nicer. So we see that we do make a takana on the behalf of kachim, that it shouldn't come lidei nicer. So my lava filo Rebbe, l'chayra, this is going according to everybody, even according to Rebbe. So how can Rav Huna explain the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, that it's totally in whether you should make a takana, so that Bezdin should tell him to be makriv the avuda, and leave over the shein avuda, so that he can have that brought after it has a mum in it and it's sold for money, he could bring a nedava with it, so you're doing a takana for kachim, and you're telling me that Rebbe doesn't hold of doing that takana for kachim. L'chayra here, this is going even according to Rebbe, this brisa, and we see you do make a takana for kachim. Answers the Gemara, no, loy rabbanan, it's not going even according to Rebbe. Ein nechanami, this is only going according to rabbanan, who do a takana for kachim, and Rebbe would not be concerned about doing a takana for kachim, and that he should not eat the chul and truma before he eats the shirayim. And now the Gemara goes to the second hesber that we gave in the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. The Reb Abba Omar, Rav, Reb Abba is the name of Rav, Hakol Moidim b'mischaper b'she'ein avuda, shavuda mesa. That if he used the ein avuda as the replacement one, that's the one he was makriv, and then he had left over the avuda, the original one that was lost. So there, the Rabbanan are moidim to Rebbe that it's mesa. Amar nechleku, what is the machlokes? The mischaper be'avuda, that he used for a korban the one that was originally lost. And what was left over was the Eina Avuda. And as Rashi explains on Amud Beis, that according to Rav Huna, the main chiluk in the Rabbanan is whether he was Nimlach or not Nimlach. If he didn't consult with Bezdin, then he's Doichit, and whether it's an Avuda or Eina Avuda, and it'll be Mesa, even according to the Rabbanan. However, if he was Nimlach and Bezdin and was left over the Ein Avuda, so then the halacha will be that Ein Avuda is Roya. According to Rab Abba, the chilek is not between Avuda and Ein Avuda. The chilek is not between Nimlach or not Nimlach, but rather between Avuda and Ein Avuda. Depends which one's left over. And according to Rab Abba's understanding in the Chachamim, that even if he's not Nimlach and Bezdin, but he was makriv the avuda and left over the ein avuda, the Rabbanan would hold in such a case that it is roya. So that's what the Gemara says here. Alman nechleku de mischaper b'avuda. He was mischaper b'avuda. Whether he went to Bezdin or he didn't go to Bezdin. And he left over the ein avuda. The Rebbe suffer, mafrish le'ebet kibadami. Rebbe holds, if you're mafrish something on behalf of something that got lost, that one that's not lost, the Eino Avuda, has the same halachas as the Avuda. And just like if the Avuda would be left over, it would be Mesa. Now that the Eino Avuda is left over, it's also Mesa. Mafrish le'ibud ki'ibudami. Rabbanan savri lav ki'ibudami. The Rabbanan say no, that l'maisa, the Eino Avuda, was never lost. And we don't say that it has the same dinim as the one that it is replacing. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, if the Eino Avuda is left over, it is roev. Tanan, we learnt in a Mishnah, concern, as Rashi says, this concerns the Shnei Seirim on Yom Kippur. One went Lashem, one went Lazazel. And what happens if Lamashal de Lazazel died after they made the lots to decide which of the Seirim goes Lashem and which goes Lazazel? The Lazazel one died. The halach is you have to make a new Hagrola, a new lottery, and get two new Seirim. And one will now go Lashem and one will go Lazazel. But now we have a problem because we have two Lashem and one Lazazel. So what do we do with the two Lashem? The one Lazazel, fine, can go Lazazel. To none, we learned in the Mishnah, Hasheni,
the second one that is not used Lashem, Yirat Yitzav, it should pasture until it gets a moment, V'yimacher, and it should be sold, V'yiplu Domov L'Nedava, and the money should go for a Nedava, She'ein Chattas Tzibur Mesa, because in this case, there's a klal, since we're dealing with a Chattas Tzibur, so even though it was left over, it doesn't die, but rather it gets a mum, and then it's sold for, the money is used for a Nedava. So we can deduce from this Mishnah, ha di yachid mesa, but the yachid in the same situation would be mesa. And now, what exactly is the case? So Rav explains the case in more detail. V'yomer Rav, Rav said, ba'ali chayim ein nedachin. We have a klal, even though there is a concept of dichuid, of something is not roy to for hakrava, it can be pushed away, and it can't be used later, even if that situation goes away. But if it's a bal chay, then it's only considered a temporary setback, and once it becomes roy to be brought as a korban, it is brought as a korban, because a bal chai can't be permanently pushed away. Therefore, kishehu mischaper, when he's now going to use one of the two se'irim that are lashem, b'sheni shebezugrisha mischaper, he uses the second one of the first pair, because the azazel one died, there was left over one Lashem. Now he made a new agrola for another pair. So instead of taking the one of Lashem of the second pair, he takes the one of Lashem of the first pair, because Bali Chaimen in the Dachan. There was only a temporary setback because we didn't have an Azazel. Now from the second pair, we have an Azazel. So we go back and we take the Lashem from the first pair. So that's what happens to the first seer. The Idr Basra and the last one, the last Hashem from the second pair, Havalei kimafrish le'ibud, it is being separated and it is replacing something that was lost, as Rashi explains, because what caused the entire second pair from being designated one Lashem and one Lazazel, the fact that the Lazazel from the first pair died. So it comes out that the when we look at the Lashem of the second pair, we have to consider that Lashem as replacing an Ibud, as replacing the one that died. It was permanently lost because it died. And therefore, the din is, since the time of the Tzibur, the whole reason we say that even though this Lashem of the second pair, which is replacing an Ibud of the first pair, the only reason why it doesn't die is because it's a tzibur. Ha, the yachid mesa. But if we had the exact same case by a yachid, then the remaining one would die. As we turn to the Chof Gimel Amud Beis, my love, isn't it so that this is according to, this mission is according to Afilu Rabbanan. It's even going according to the Rabbanan. And if it's going according to the Rabbanan, we see L'chayra, not like Rabba Abba, because we see that even though it is replacing a avuda, and it's left over, and another korban was brought in its stead, which is the first Lashem of the first pair, and it is left over, so we see the halacha is, it still goes lemisa, because it's only here, the only redeeming factor of the Shnei Seirim is because you're talking about a Korban Tzibur. But if the same case would happen by a Korban Yochid, such as what we've been discussing by a Chatos, where it was lost, and you took a replacement, and then you found, before you were makriv the second one, you found the first one, and you went ahead and you were makriv the first one, the avuda, and you left over the ein avuda, it would come out that by a korban yachid, you would say that the ein avuda that's left over is mesa. It's only by korban tzibur where you don't say that. So l'chayra, it's difficult on Rav Abba, says that Rav Abba will answer, similar to what we had before, loy rebihi, ein echanami. This will be going according to Rebbe, but according to Rabbanan, there's no chilek with a korban tzibur or korban yachid. As long as the one that's left over is the ein avuda, the din would be that it's roya, and not Mesa. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Gemara is now going to ask a question, both on Rabbi Abba and on Rabbi Huna's interpretations of the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and the Gemara is going to be tilted towards the simple pshat that we had before we got into Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Abba, and that was that it's across the board. According to the Rabbanan, the only time a chatas, sheneschapru ba'aleh, with a different chatas,
is lamisa, is if you found the first one that got lost after the replacement one was already nikrav. But if you found it before the nikrav of the second one, then across the board, in all cases, the din will be royet. And according to Rebbe, the din in all cases would be that it goes lamisa. So now we're going to challenge Rab Abba and Rab Huna from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Hamafrish chatas v'avdo. Somebody separated chatas and it got lost. V'hikr v'cheres tachteo. And he was makriv, a replacement, instead of the one that got lost. And then he found the one that got lost. The din is tamus. That's Allah l'mayshim sinai, that a chatas and schaper balea with another one is mesa. So we can make a deduction. Time of the kreva. The only reason that you kill the first one is because you already were makriv the second one. Hola yikriva. But if you were not yet makriv the second one, and you found the first one, then the halacha is that the remaining one will be tira, will pasture till it gets a mum, and it'll be brought as an adava. And l'chayra, loishna mischaper b'avuda, loishna mischaper b'shein avuda. It makes no difference whether, according to Rab Abba, who said the machloikis is totally in what he was already mischaper, that if he was mischaper b'avuda, and he left over an Eina Avuda, that's when the Rabbanan say that it's Tira and Rebbe argues. But the Mishnah doesn't make that distinction. The Mishnah says there's one criteria, and that is, was the replacement already Nikrav? But if it was not Nikrav, then the halacha will be the one that remains is Tira. Doesn't matter what he used first, the Avuda or the Eina Avuda. Even if he used the Eina Avuda first, and he left over the Avuda, it would still be Tira. And Loishna Moshach, V'loishna Moshach. V'loishna Loi Moshach. It doesn't make a difference whether he consulted with Bezdin, or he didn't consult with Bezdin. If he was Moshach, that means he didn't consult with Bezdin. He took the law into his own hands. Or Loi Moshach, he didn't do that, he consulted with Bezdin. But the Mishnah doesn't make those distinctions. And here's where Rashi says, in Divrei HaMaschil, Milsa de Psika Leiktani, there Rashi says that according to Rav Huna, the criteria is either he went to Bezdin or he didn't go to Bezdin. And according to Rav Abba, the main chilek is whether he was nischaper with the Eina Avuda, then the Avuda is Mesa, or he was nischaper with the Avuda, and then the Eina Avuda is Roa. It's totally not in going to Bezdin or not going to Bezdin, but rather it's totally in which one is left over, the Avuda or the Eina Avuda. But from the Mishnah, the Gemara is asking, we don't see that. We see across the board it's Tira as long as the replacement one was not yet Nikrav. To Yufta de Tarvayu, Lachar Itzakasha, both in Rav Abba and in Rav Huna. Answers the Gemara, according to both of them, no. Milsa de Psika like Tani. Milsa de Psika like Tani. The only thing the Mishnah wrote is something that's clear cut. There's no deviations. And that is that if it's Nikrav, then the remaining one, the one he found after he lost it, is Lamisa. But once I get into that the replacement was not yet Nikrav, then there are variations, there are variables, and the Mishnah didn't want to get into it because it wasn't clear-cut. The only clear-cut halacha is if it was already Nikrav. But it is possible that even if it wasn't Nikrav, it doesn't mean that in all cases it's Tira, according to Rav Abba the way he learns, and according to Rav Huna the way he learns, but it's even going like the Chachamim. It doesn't mean that it's across the board Tira. Milsa de Lai Psika Lai Lai Tani, something that wasn't clear-cut, he didn't learn in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to ask from the Seifa, from the third case of our Mishnah. Hamafrish mois l'chattas, if he separated money for a chattas, v'avdu and got lost, v'hifrish achem tachteim, and then he separated another pile of money instead of the first pile, v'achach limsos hamois, and afterwards the first pile of money was found, yavi me'elu me'elu chattas, he should take from both monies a chattas, and the remainder from both piles, v'ashar yiplu and a dove will fall on a dove. So we can make the deduction. Time it a mischaper me'elu me'elu. The only way that he can use the money is if he was mischaper for both. Then we say that the leftover money goes on the dove. Ha! And now the Shita says that the words are, as we've had before in the sugya, ha hevi me echad mehem. But if he brought from one pile totally, and he left over a second pile, then the halacha is the remaining pile is elichem liyam amelech. And which
L'chayr is going according to Rebbe. Except, we'll see that in a second in Tosfos. The Gemara here is assuming that it's even going according to the Chachamim. It's across the board. It goes liyam amelech. Loishna mischaper ba'avuda, v'loishna mischaper b'shein avuda. V'loishna mashach, v'loishna loy mashach. It doesn't make any chalukim in our Mishnah of mashach or loy mashach. If he consulted Bezdin or he didn't consult, it doesn't make a chiluk between whether the remainder one is the one that was lost or it wasn't lost. Across the board, it seems to be that it goes liyam amelech. The only one case where it would not go liyam amelech is if he took from both piles and he left over some in both piles to yifta de tarvayu. So you see, they're both wrong because the Gemara is assuming this is going like the chachamim, and the only etza is in this case. So you see, they're both wrong. Answers the Gemara, hachanami, don't make such a diak. Really, according to the Rabbanan, there are many other possibilities. Rababak in his shita, Rav Huna in his shita, whether he's nimlach, whether the leftover is the enavuda, but milsa the psika like Tony, milsa the psika like Tony. Again, the same answer. The Mishnah wanted to make a clear-cut case. The only clear-cut case is elu me'elu. That always goes to Nadava. Once you're telling me that he uses one of the piles, then it gets into all kinds of variations and variables that the Mishnah didn't want to go into. What Tosfos here in Divrei Maskil, ha-me'echad me'em yalich li'am ha-melech, what he asks is, why is the Gemara saying that it's a tiyuftin? The Gemara answers, he only wanted to say something that's clear-cut, without variations, without variables. But on Amid Aleph, we gave two, on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amid Beis and Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, we gave two other terutzim. We gave a teretz according to Rav Huna. We said that really the first and third cases, the Reish and the Sefer, the case about the Behemah and the case about the Mois, is all going according to the Rabbanan. And we came out that really we could have used another heter, and that is if he's Nimlach in Bezdin and he left over the Einoi Avuda, then the Halacha would be by a Behemah it's Roya, and by the Mois it is Linadavid, doesn't go Liyam HaMelech. And we said the only reason we didn't use that heter is because he has to find a bezdin. So the Mishnah wanted to say a case which is easier for him, that he just takes me'elu me'elu. But ein echanami, if he would take one pile, there's still an eitz if he goes to bezdin and leaves over the ein avuda. Or we said that according to Rabbi Abba, where he does have another simple eitz instead of bezdin, he has an eitz according to the Rabbanan to use the lost one and leave over the not lost one, the ein avuda, and then according to Rav Abba, the Rabbanan hold that it goes l'nedava. And there's nothing hard about doing that. It's just as easy as me'elu me'elu. So there we had to come on that it's not going like the Rabbanan, that's sefer, ein echanami, it's going like Rebbe. So that's what the Gemara answered on Amud Aleph. Here, the Gemara is asking Akasha in the Chacham. And why doesn't the Gemara give the same terutzim as it had on Amud Aleph? So Tosfos answers that Ein Echanami, our Gemara is arguing on Amud Aleph. Our Gemara holds that Mistavru le'lamakshe d'hocha d'asya nami k'rabbonin. Number one, it's going like the Rabbonin, not like Rebbe. Umayri b'chol inyan. And it seems to be across the board. There's only one exception, elu ve'elu. That's why the Gemara asked the Kasha. And the Gemara had to give a teretz that no, it's not necessarily across the board. It's not psikalei. And we only want to mention something that's clear. But ein echanami, it's a departure from Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph, they were learning in a different way. And Tosfos says, V'chein derech hashas, l'hapach kushiyosu b'chol inyan, pamim kocha, pamim kocha. On Amud Aleph, the Gemara took on one way. It doesn't have to go only like the Rabbanan. It could go according to Rebbe. It could go according to the Rabbanan, according to Rav Huna. And it could work out. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara said, we're stuck. Because it has to go like the Rabbanan. And it seems that there's only one exception. That was the Gemara's kasha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Ravami, said Ravami. As Rashi explains, he separated two piles of money for achrayis, meaning that if one of these two piles get lost, the other one will have responsibility to be used for the korban. Mischaper be'echad me'am ein echanami, he can receive kapor with one of them. What happens to the second one? V'sheini yiplu nadava, the second one goes to nadava. So the Gemara, we don't say it goes to Yam HaMelech.
The Gemara wants to know, according to who is this Chiddush? Aliba de Man, Ilema, Aliba de Rabbi. This is the Chiddush according to Rabbi, who said that we've been learning the whole sugya according to Rabbi, the remaining money goes to Yam HaMelech in such a case. So Pshita, that's not a Chiddush. We don't need Rav Ami to tell us that. Pshita the Yiplu Nadava. Why? Because Atkan Lekomer Rabbi Elbe Mavshel Yibut. When did Rabbi argue under Rabbanan and say it always goes to Yam HaMelech? That's if the one that was substituted was for something that was lost. But here we're not talking about something that was lost. Here we're talking about an achrayus one for the other. And because he used one pile, the other one's left over, there he's not going to say whatever separate ki'ibud has the same aloch of ibud, because this one is not separate ibud. Aval achrayus moited, achrayus is moited, if it's left over, you're going to bring it as in the dove. So it can't be according to Rebbe. Vela libet rabbanan. You want to tell me the Rabbi is saying according to rabbanan? It's also pshitaleg. The Yiplu and the Dover. For sure it goes to the Dover. Why? Kal v'choymer. I have a Kal v'choymer. Hashtam mafresh li'ibud am Rabban alav kibadami. The Rabbanan said in a case where they argued on Rebbe, where even though it's coming to replace something that was lost, the Rabbanan say it does not have a din of ibud. And this goes according to the various shitas. This will go according to Rab Abba in all cases, as long as the one that you're bringing is the Einoi ibud. It works, whether he asked Rishus for Bezdin or he didn't ask Rishus for Bezdin. And according to Rav Huna, if the one that he is separated as a replacement is left over and you went to Bezdin, then according to Rav Huna, according to the Chachamim, the halacha is that it's going to go to Nedava. So if they hold Amar Rabban and Lav Kebedami, in all those cases, they said lav kibadami, so l'chrayis meboy, in a case where it has nothing to do with ibud. It's one taking an achrayis for the other, so for sure, if it's left over, you would bring it for nedava. What's Rav Ami telling me a chiddush? El alibud Rav Shimon, the chiddush according to Rav Shimon. We learned before that Rav Shimon shita is that there's never a halacha of roya by a behema. Whenever an animal is left over in a case where the bailim were neschaper with a different chatos, then the leftover one in all cases is roya. There's never an exception to that rule. And even if there were two animals which were separated as an achrayis one for the other, he would hold like that. So the chiddush is, according to Rav Shimon, that by money we don't say it. Amount, the same I would have thought. Less than Rav Shimon Nadava. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Nadava, because Rashi explains he would hold that money has the same din as a behemah, just like two behemahs for a chrayis. If one is sacrificed and one is left over, we say that it doesn't go l'nedav, it goes l'misa. I would say that the same thing is by money, it would go l'yam ha-melech. Kamash malam dis l'nedav, the echanami by a behemah he doesn't hold of nedav, but by money he holds the remainder by a chrayis, it would go l'nedav. Ask the Gemara, how could you tell me the Rav Ami is saying a chiddush in Rav Shimon? We must say, Amr d'les l'nedav l'Rav Shimon. How could you hold that according to Rav Shimon, we would say by money, he doesn't hold of Nadava. I'll show you the favors that Rav Shimon holds of Nadava by leftover money. Veha Tnan, the Masar Shasha says it should say Vatnan. And where is this? This is in a Mishnah in Shkolim. Perig Vav Mishnah Hei. Shloisha Aser Shaifers Haibim. There were 13 Shaifers in the Migdash. These were containers which were large on the top and small on the bottom. They looked like shifras, and there were 13 of them. V'hoyakasav aleim, they were written on them the following. On the first one was written, taklim chadatin, the new shkolim. Taklim means shkolim. And what is this referred to? So Rashi explains in the first wide line at the bottom, somebody who didn't bring his shekel in ador when he was supposed to bring it, so he's allowed to bring the whole year, and he puts it into that shifra mark, taklim Chadatin, the new shkolim. And when there were three times in the year where they would go into the chamber that had all of the shkolim, where they would take trumas halishka, they would take it for the use of korbanos. So then the takl chadatin are put into the lishka, and there's a truma on the new shkolim with all the other money that's in the chamber at that time. The second shofar was taklin atikin, the old one, as Rashi explains, that somebody who didn't bring a whole year his shekel, the next year he has to come and he puts it into the shofar marked taklin atikin, and whatever was in the taklin atikin were used for the upkeep of the walls of the city and the towers and all the things that the city needed, because that is always taken from all the leftover shkolim that were not used. They were used for that purpose. Memela, if these shkolim had been
together, if he had paid it together when he was supposed to pay it during the first year, they would have been left over. So mimela, they have a din of the noiser, of leftover shkolim, and mimela, they're used for the chayma seir and the miglosera and the other tzorche ha'ir. The third shayfer was kinin. These are birds that are used for people who have to receive kapara, mechusrei kapara, as Rashi brings down on the fifth wide line, for the four zav, zava, yoledes, and mitzayra. And yoledes and mitzayra are in a case where they can't afford to bring animals, so they could bring these birds. Tor or b'nei yoina. The b'nei yoina are the young pigeons, the tor are the turtle doves. So there was a shayfer, the third shayfer was for that purpose. And once they've put it in, they're allowed to eat kachim at night, because Rashi says we have a chazaka that their kapora had been brought on the mizbech. Lashon of Rashi is she'ein bezin shel kohanim oim demisham atchiyichul kol amoishav aishu shayfer kedei shelo yoichal mechuster kapora lekachim. So the kohanim made sure that all the money that was there was used for the bird sacrifices. So that a person who had put money in there would not remain a mechusser kapora, missing kapora, because he's usher to, he or she are usher to eat kachim. The fourth one was goizlei oila. This is if somebody wanted to be menadev. Rashi says b'nei yoina for an oilas nedava. So he would put his money in that shayfer. The Gra is Magiyan said, not only like Rashi, the B'nai Yaina, the young pigeons, but who had in the Torah, the turtle doves, he would put his money in there as well. The fifth one was Eitzim, to bring Eitzim for the Mizbeach, for the Marach on the Mizbeach. The sixth one was Lavoina to buy frankincense, which was used in the Beis Hamikdash. And the seventh one was Zohav l'kapoyres. What is kapoyres? So Rashi brings a pasuk in Ezra where it says kipoyres zohav, and this refers, Rashi says, he has two pshatim, but he says this is the ikur pshat, that it refers to the mizrakais, which are the bowls that were used to receive the blood and to do zrika of the dam. Those were the first seven. V'shisha l'nedava. And then there were another six that were used for nedava. The Gemara Menachos explains why you needed six for the nedava. And what did they consist of? They consisted of the money that was used that came from Moiser Chatas Vashamas, leftover Chatois Vashamas, like the cases that we've been learning about. And wherever it says Yiplu Domav l'nedava, and that was the other six. V'tani alo, we learned of that. Shishu nedava lo oila habam and amasaris. For an oila that was used al lekayitz mizbech, which means that the mizbech always, even if it didn't have korbanis that were brought on at lechiyuv, but we didn't want to keep the mizbech empty from korbanis, so we would bring the nedavos, and that was brought from the money that had come from leftover chatois v'ashamais. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, "She'ain oira l'kahanim." We're usually by an oila, the basar goes on the mizbech, and the skin goes to the kahanim. But by these oilas that come from the leftover chatas and asham, it gets a mum the animal, and then the money goes for the oila for the oilas nedava on the kahanim and mizbeach. The kahanim don't get the skin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, because the skin is used to buy more oilois nedava for the kais and mitzbech. Amr le Rav Nechemia, so Rav Nechemia said to Rav Yehuda, I disagree. V'amr le Rav Shimon, some say it was Rav Shimon who said this to Rav Yehuda. In Cain, if you're going to hold such a shita, that oilois are not lekahanim from the oilois nedava came from the moiser chattas, but lo medrasha shel Yehoyada HaKoyin, then the medrash of Yehoyada HaKoyin was a Koyin God who lived during Bais Rishon, his drasha will become batel. And now the Masorah Shas tells us it's not the Sanya, but the Snan. We learned in that very Mishnah in Shkolim, Perik Vav Mishnah Hey, it says, Zeh Medrash Dorsha Yadar HaKoyin. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perik Hey Pasuk Yates, Asham Hu, Ashoim Asham Lashem. And instead of the word Kuloi, the Masorah Shas says, V'goymer. So the Gemara here is only mentioning the first two words, Asham Hu, and the rest of the Pasuk is Ashoim Asham Lashem. The Torah's Kohanim learns from the double Lashon, Ashoim, Ashoim, Lashem, that even though the Pasuk is speaking about an Ashem, it's including a Chatas as well. So what do we learn from the Pasuk? Lahavi, Kol Dover, Habami Moiser, Chatois, V'Ashem, as we learn, not only Ashem, we learn Chatas also, as we just spoke out from the Torah's Kohanim,
And now the Shita says the next word is Yilakach b'damav oilois, that from Moiser, Chatas Roshim, you should bring oilois. And now we're Mekayim all the Pesukim. Habosar Lashem. The flesh goes Lashem. That's Mekayim the Pasuk Asham Lashem. The oilois l'kahanim, because the Pasuk also says Kachatas ka'asham l'kayin. So we split it up. The Basar goes Lashem, and the Kayin gets the oilois. So Reb Shimon says that from the drusha of Yoyada HaKoyen, we see that even from Moiser Chatas Vahashem, the money for those Moisers get an oila, but even in those oilas, the oiris go like Kohanim. Not like you said, Reb Yehuda. According to you, Reb Yehuda, we're going against the drusha of Yoyada Kohen Gadol. But what's Negeya Arsu Ya'alma Islay Nedov Reb Shimon? Who was the one who said this to Reb Yehuda? It was either Reb Nechemya, but Va'amri La Samsei Reb Shimon. So according to that, Va'amri La Samsei, it was Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon himself is admitting that there is a concept of coming from Moiser Chatas V'Asham, that the money goes L'Nedova, and eventually the Basar goes, of that money goes L'Hashem, and the skin goes to the Kohen. But you see, he holds up the concept of Nedova. So the Rabbanan, for example, that we've been learning in Ash Sugya, holds that that applies even by a behema, according to the various shittas we've had, Rav Huna and Rav Abba, when you have a din of royeh, so that it gets a mum, and the money goes on the dove to buy the korban oila for the kayetz mizbeach. That's according to Rabban. According to Rebbe, it'll only work out on a behema where it was a case of achrayis. According to Reb Shimon, that by a behema, it doesn't even work by achrayis either. He will limit the drusha of Yoyada HaKoyin to money. He'll make a distinction between money and a behema. Behema left over in a chanami goes always l'misa, even if two behemas were separated l'achrayis. But the only one exception is when you're talking about two piles of money, that the remaining pile of money will not go l'yam ha-melech, it'll go l'nadava. So what are you telling me, says the Gemara, that Amar Rab Ami, Hamafer Shnei Tziburei Mois, L'Achrayis, Mischaper Be'echad Me'emesheni, Yiplu l'nadava, and that's a chiddush according to Reb Shimon. What do you need that chiddush of Rab Ami? We see clearly from that Mishnah in Shkolim that Reb Shimon Shita is that there's a concept of Moiser Chatas V'Ashem, where the money goes on a dove. We'll be speaking about a case where we have two paws. He used one paw, and one paw was left over. So we have that chiddush already. What's Rav Ami teaching me? Says the Gemara, no, it's rich. You need it. Salkadat the chamin. I would have thought ki is lady in the dove. Rav Shimon. When does Rav Shimon hold the concept of the dove? At least by money. That's only by chad sidra. That's only by one pile, one fund. In other words, for example, he designated money for the korban, and then the korban got cheaper. And in Mele, he had leftover money. So there, you had leftover money. You weren't doichet in any way. It just happened that you had leftover money. So there, he'll hold of the concept of buying a korban nedava, and the skin will go to the Kohanim, and the basar will go Lashem. As we turn to Daf, Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, Avil betray Sidri Loi. I would have thought that in our case, where you had two piles of money, and you only used one of them, so we should look at it like you were doicha, the second pile of money, and therefore, there should not be a concept of Nadav, according to Reb Shimon, but on the second pile of money, we should say, Chigoli Yamamelech, Kamash Malan, that there's no chilik according to Reb Shimon. That's Reb Ami's chiddush. Not only did Reb Shimon hold that it goes L'Nadav by one pile of money, which was left over some money, but who had been by two piles, if he used one and he left over the other, there would be a concept if it was L'Achrayis, As Rav Ami is speaking about, in that case, the second one that's left over, Einach Nami, even Rav Shimon would be moida that it goes, Lina Davo.